99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow. He's meeting with Vladimir Putin as the U.S. continues efforts to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. Meanwhile, the world continues to prepare for fallout from the trade war that's focused on China.
They're really pushing back hard against the president's repeated claims that he is, in fact, engaging in talks and negotiations with China to end this trade war that he started. The president, in a new interview with Time magazine, says that he has spoken to President Xi, but China is pushing back on that, calling it fake news, saying there are no negotiations on tariff issues and no agreement has been reached.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington. Over 100,000 people have been online to pay their respects to Pope Francis and file past his coffin in St. Peter's Basilica ahead of tomorrow's funeral. It's expected to draw over 200,000 people. And sentencing day for former Congressman George Santos, prosecutors seeking 7 years for wire fraud and identity theft. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Appleton police arrest a Kaukauna schoolteacher for possession of child pornography. Colin Killeran was taken into custody Wednesday and booked on 10 counts of possession of child porn. Killeran taught logic, philosophy, and debate for grades 7 through 12 at St. Ignatius Catholic School. A new state law offers an alternative to the traditional bartender's license in Wisconsin. The statewide operator's permit is valid at licensed or permitted premises anywhere in Wisconsin and provides flexibility for businesses operating in multiple municipalities, eliminating the need to obtain separate licenses for each location. And the Wisconsin Historical Society broke ground in a new museum this week. The 100,000-square-foot Wisconsin History Center on Capitol Square will replace the previous Wisconsin Historical Museum building razed last year. Construction on the new museum is projected to be completed by 2027.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
We have some rain this morning, and it is going to be cloudy through much of the day today. Our high right around 53 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunshine close to 60. Then, on Sunday, partly cloudy, 63. Does your bathroom need an upgrade? Get what you've always dreamed of. $99 a month, interest-free, BCI Bath and Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Thank you. connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Happy Friday, Emily. I cannot say that enough today.
Right on. Happy Friday, happy Friday, happy Friday, happy Friday, happy Friday. How was that five times?
Pretty good. Is great. And now I see someone riding their bike down the wrong way on the street.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, see, Emily's in studio with me this morning and she's watching it. Believe it or not, when you ride your bike down the wrong way on the street, that is still illegal. You're not supposed to do
Dude,
that.
Dude, it's a kid, man.
Doesn't
Give
matter.
Give him a break.
Okay, so we're going to segue into screens in a second. But okay, you said that's a kid. Give them a break, right? He's on a bike going down the wrong way.
No, that's dangerous. He should not be doing that. He should not be doing that.
Okay, you want to know when I first got pulled over?
What, on a bike?
On a bike, 14 years old. You want to know what I was doing on the bike, according
going
to the
Going the wrong way around the square in Baraboo?
No. They pulled me over for A, they thought we were breaking bottles against Coal Plant in Wisconsin Dells. B, he pulled me over for speeding.
What?
Yes.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Pulled over on my 12 speed in the Dells and was accused of speeding on my bicycle.
Yeah.
And then he dialed in for backup. So they literally...
Why did you need backup?
I didn't call him for backup. The police did.
No. Why did he need backup against you? You're a 14-year-old kid on a bicycle.
When my brother was with me, so there was two of us, and my brother was 12 years old at the time. And so, yes, we proceeded to get pulled over. We didn't stop right away. Granted, I thought it was just kind of having a little fun with my friends, saw the officer there, and I jokingly said, I'm running. And that next thing you know, all of a sudden, this police car is chasing us, full lights and siren through the Dells area, eventually gets into an alley. And I'm like, okay, he is legitimately chasing us. And all of a sudden I hear ka-thunk, ka-thunk, ka-thunk. He hit a garbage can with the car and it's rolling in front of his squad car. So you ka-thunk, ka-thunk, ka-thunk. I was laughing so hard, I finally just stopped and thinking he was pranking me. No, he was literally pulling us over on our 12 speed. And he thought we'd been breaking bottles against Coke Plant. It was water balloons. And we took him back over there.
But you were doing something.
We were throwing water balloons at each other. That's all we were doing.
Fine.
It was harmless fun. We were near the Coke Plant. We were not trespassing. We were on the sidewalk just having fun. And so then we get home and my dad said to us, boys, how was your bike ride? We're like, fine. He goes, did you happen to get pulled over? Like, oh, no. And my dad had heard the play-by-play on the scanner at that point in time. They had the old school scanners back in the day. He heard the play-by-play of us getting pulled over on our 12 speed. So, yeah, the first time I officially got pulled over, 14 years old.
Oh, my brother goodness. Was 12. I mean, two things here, what I noticed about that story. One, the cop had it out to bust kids, and that's too bad. A lot of cops... in history, I'm not going to say any one cop or any group of cops because I have no idea. I just know that having been a teenager, there was some uniforms who definitely would kind of have it out for you because of your age. another thing is it sounds like that cop was a little bit like loosey-goosey. I mean, he's driving down an alley running into garbage cans. I mean, like maybe he was like, you know, should have been off work already. Just saying.
Yeah, we don't know what the whole deal was there. I mean, it was definitely a weird experience, and I respect law enforcement.
Oh, absolutely.
And
I'm not talking
about it. We were very respectful when we got pulled over. When we legitimately found out we were getting pulled over, we were being respectful because we're like, sorry, sir, we were literally just throwing water balloons at each other, having fun, and I could see where the mistake was thought. Maybe we had been breaking bottles. It was only balloons. You could still see the balloon pieces there. And I was respectful. I'm just like, yes,
you
sir.
Have to be respectful. No, sir.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't know what I'd done wrong. And then when I found out that I was possibly speeding on my 12 speed, I actually put a speedometer on my 12 speed to see if I could pedal that fast. There was no way I was able to pedal that fast on my bike. The only time I could get up to that fastest speed was going down a hill. It was called Turkey Hill back in the day. And it was a steep incline. And let me tell you, I tried it once. I would never do it again on a 12 speed. And I don't know what I was saying as a kid. Crazy.
You weren't thinking because you were a kid.
No.
And that's the best part of being a kid sometimes.
You know, and that was the thing. I was always outside. But, you know, a lot of kids spend a lot of time inside and they're on their screens. We talked about how many screens are in our household. Now I have a question for you. How many cell phones do you have inside your home?
Oh, is that for me? Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I have mine that I have, and then each of my family members have one that we use. And then there's, like, some random one on a dresser that I don't know where it came from. It may have been, like, one of the first ones we had, like, as a family. Because when our kids were little, at one point we realized, and they were, like, mid-little. Like, not little-little, but, like, mid-little, that even if we stepped out for, like, a walk or something and didn't have them with us, even if we were close and in the neighborhood, we had no landline. So when we were kids... you know, you'd be like, if there's an emergency, call whatever. And like, we didn't have, literally had no communication device in the phone, in the home at all. So we're like, okay, well, let's just get another phone and have that be the quote unquote house phone. But it was a cell phone. So that thing's floating around somewhere because that was from years ago. Then we have, my son somehow ended up, you know, teenagers like retro stuff, no matter what age they grow up in. Like when I was in high school, I liked stuff from the 70s and the 60s, right? Because that was retro. So all the kids... teenagers, they like stuff from, you know, the late 90s and the aughts, the early aughts. They call it the mid and early 2000s. And so their friends were showing up with like weird old, like QWERTY keyboard cell phones and like all these weird phones with the antennas. I don't even know where they're getting them. But now there's like a collection of like three or four of those randomly around our house. And they're great. They bring back all these great memories. Oh, man, I love that phone when you pop out the keyboard. And then I think there's one or two other like old phones that we had passed on from when we weren't using them anymore. And they were like toys for a while when our kids were really little. So I'm going to have to say that probably 8 or 9.
Okay.
Okay.
So
now but I have two kids and toys and things.
Right.
So you have none of that.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that in just a second because I probably am going to blow your mind in just a second on that. because you may have answered too fast. Now we want to talk about the old retired ones that are collecting dust in the drawer somewhere. A recent survey found that 31% of American adults hang on to old devices because they aren't sure what to do with the old phones, video game consoles, laptops, cords, and other tech devices they no longer use. Now, what also do people say about their old tech?
Well, so a recent survey found that 31% of American adults hang on to old devices because they aren't sure what to do with phones, video game consoles, laptops, right. cords, et cetera, the things of the list. 19% of people say they do throw away old tech. Only 19%. They didn't ask how many people dispose of them correctly versus people who just toss them in the garbage. You can't toss them in the garbage.
No.
There's ways to recycle this because the insides of these machines are not things that decompose ever. Please don't toss them in the garbage. They're going to end up in a landfill and sit there forever. There's actually kiosks in the mall you can bring old phones to and they'll spit out cash. Like,
right.
There's places to go with these things.
Plus, if you're just throwing that laptop in the garbage, your hard drive is still in there. And guess what? All your information is still on there. I will say this, Radio Shack and Link Delton will take your old computer devices, so please take them and dispose of them properly. I do want to mention that, and you can make sure it's wiped properly as well. Now, 37% say they'd like to trade in their old electronics for an exchange or upgrade. And 25% of people try to sell their old tech. Like you mentioned, my last cell phone, I traded it in. We'll talk about why in just a second. Now, what's our last statistic?
Our last stat, yeah. It says 30% said they give old devices away to friends and family whenever possible. And 17% have donated them to charity. Remember, you don't have to feel pressured into upgrading tech. That is working perfectly fine. I think that's a really great point. So we know good old Apple really likes to tell us if we have the Apple phones that we can't use the things that we've got in our phones anymore because they're out of date or there's new upgrades or there are better things out there. You know, they hang that shiny tech carrot in front of our noses and all of a sudden we're running after it, getting the latest and greatest. But the fact is that's not necessary. If your phone's working for you, oftentimes that brand new fancy phone is going to be really just stupidly expensive. You don't need to be spending that. Two, you're not going to know how to use all that stuff anyways. Just use the phone that's working for you until it breaks.
Right. And I totally get that. And so typically now I have thought, okay, what do I do? If I think about how many old phones we have in our house, it's a metric ton. We have old phones everywhere in our old house. They're down in the basement on my desk down there. They're sitting, I think, in my underwear drawer. I have an old phone as well. I tried to get Emily to spit her water out as I say that. But literally, in my underwear drawer, there's an old phone that I threw in there because I had nowhere else to put it. I know there's some sitting on a bookshelf, like you said, the ones with the QWERTY keyboards and so forth. And so I have a lot of them. Unfortunately, my last cell phone didn't even make it 2 years because I was thinking I was going to buy a smaller phone. It was very powerful. The battery didn't last in it. No issue with said phone. Had to go get a new one, and I had to trade in the old phone. And Wendy was sitting there watching me, and she goes, "Do you feel twitchy giving up your old phone?" I said, "No, because everything transfers over to the new phone, so
yes.
I don't have to worry about this."
It
does now. And that's the one thing I will say about both brands of phones. I'm not going to get into the discussion of Android versus Apple. That's a constant battle in our household. And I'm not going to say which one of us is right or wrong in our house. One of us has an Apple device. And somebody else in our household has her Android device, and the rest of our family uses Apple devices. That's all I'm going to say.
Stout.
Yeah, Stout probably, he's using my iPad. I guarantee that dog
he's watching cartoons right now.
He probably is. That dog is pretty smart. This, at least he's not like the last one who accidentally bought a TV and checked out with it at Best Buy and actually purchased a TV.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I left my laptop unattended. I've been looking at TVs because we were thinking about getting a new one. And then all of a sudden, I get back to work, and 10 minutes later, I get a confirmation of a Best Buy order, and I'm like, what? And I didn't think much of it. I'm like, whatever. And I read it a little bit later that night, and it said, you've ordered a brand new 32-inch TV, and I'm like, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. I wasn't even near my computer at 110. I was back at work. Come to find out, somehow our last Springer Spaniel had been near my computer, sniffing around, touching the touchpad. Ordered it. I went to cancel. It was going to cost me $70 to ship it back. We were better off just keeping the TV. My computer ever since then has had a lock screen. A, so the dog doesn't get into it. B, so somebody doesn't get onto my social media and make posts because Wendy's done that to me more than once.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, she says what a wonderful wife that I have. And I'm like, I never posted that. And then come
She's right, though.
She is right. So, yes, that's the other thing. We'll get into that topic a whole nother time. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us right around 8:30. We're going to celebrate calendar days.
Sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
99.7
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. We are bumping our calendar days up just a few minutes early today. Amanda's going to be back in for the final segment, talking about the importance of organ donation. We're going to hear the conclusion of her interview with me in just minutes. We want to thank Amanda for coming in again. And for more information, you can go to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. You can find out where to donate blood, how to sign up to donate organs. And it's real simple. You can also put that orange sticker right on your driver's license. Emily, it is Friday, April 25th. Let's talk about calendar days. And what do you see on there first?
Sure. It is a good day to be alive on a Friday. And you know what? If I was a penguin, I'd be stoked today because it's World Penguin Day. Learn more about this endangered bird that plays an important role in the ecosystem. So much so. There are so many movies. Happy Feet, if you haven't seen that, watch that movie. It just makes you happy. Makes you dance, makes you laugh. Beautiful animation. It's a little old school. I mean, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, but it's a pretty good movie. Also, there's just there's like a documentary movie about penguins that just blew everyone's mind. It became very trendy and popular when it came out about 15 years ago, and I learned a ton. Love myself some penguins. It is also World Women's Wellness Day. Let's support women's health across the world. World Women's Wellness Day. That is today, April 25th, and we are happy to support that and to celebrate that. There are lots of different challenges across both genders and everything in between, so let's be sure to support everybody's wellness, make sure that people are making good choices, and they have the support and know that all of their wellness is supported by all of their people around them. Speaking of that, too, it is Red Hat Society Day. Red Hat Society is a celebration of women's friendships, challenges, and enjoying life in style. I have seen these Red Hat gatherings throughout, I don't know when it even started, but I've seen them every few years here and there, and it's great. You just see all these ladies out in these beautiful red hats with big brims and just having a great time. Everyone's smiling, having the best time. So celebrate that as well. Dave, what do you see for calendar days today?
I see a couple of good ones. National Zucchini Bread Day.
Ooh, yum, yum, yum.
One of my favorites. Grab a slice of zucchini bread and take advantage of this wonderful opportunity today. Zucchini bread is definitely one of my favorite breads out there. It's also National Plumbers Day. It's set aside every year to celebrate plumbers. I do want to take a moment and say thank you to all the plumbers out there. I know how hard a work that is, Emily, because you may not know this, but I actually worked as a plumber's apprentice for 7 years.
Dang, I did not know that. That is super hard work. I have 2-3 people in my life that I think in old friends that are, you know, they're masters at it, and it's really hard work, and it's not the kind of work that everybody wants to do. So hands down,
it is definitely hard work. Believe it or not, I was 5 years old when I started working for my dad as a plumber's apprentice. And so I would go help him out on some of his jobs, and it started out carrying the stuff in, cleaning up the fittings and stuff like that. Back in the copper days, you had to sand all the fittings, make sure they're properly cleaned. And so I helped do that. And as I got a little bit older, like 7 or 8, I would have to go into the crawl spaces and connect up the new plumbing, because sometimes my dad didn't always fit into those places. I actually replumbed a whole hotel in Lake Delton at the age of like 7 or 8 years old in that crawl space. Yes, because
that's incredible, Dave.
He couldn't fit into there, so he sent me in there. He had to cut all the pipes and do all the pipe cleaning while I was in there doing the rest of the work.
So you were attaching the pieces?
Yes, literally attaching the pieces.
Was there any leaks?
No, there was not. And so
you knew that question was coming. You're
yes,
only 7.
I did. All right. What else do you see on our list today?
There's some, you know, here's what I'm saying. I'm going to do a tie-in. This is so easy. So it's National Mani-Pedi Day. Today's the day to find out more about why we should treasure our nails. So if you get your nails mani and pedied, meaning, of course, manicure and pedicure, so that's both your hands and feet, and they're all beautiful, go buy yourself some new lingerie, because today is National Lingerie Day. Get ready to feel beautiful, look beautiful, have beautiful nails, and some beautiful lingerie, folks. Why not? It's a Friday.
It is a Friday. I was just wondering why there was underwear pictures on my screen today. I'm like, okay. What is that?
It's calendar days. It's supposed to be there. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't looking at anything weird on the internet, people, just so we know, because I would never surf anything inappropriate. And I'm like, why is there underwear on my screen?
Yep.
All right. It's also National Hairball Awareness Day. You know, animals sometimes have those happen, so we totally get that. National DNA Day. Ooh, this is a good one. License Plate Day. There are a lot of different license plates out there. And, you know, the one thing I'll remind everyone is make sure your license plates are not expired, because that is something that's so important. And I need to remind
you. You're such a helper.
Well, one of my coworkers, he's not real good about renewing his license plates, but I'm not going to mention his name.
No, we're not. It's not me.
No, it's not you.
I do want to say the picture there of the license plates. They got the old school yellow and black Wisconsin plate right in the middle. And this is a national cast. So that's pretty cool. I appreciate that. I remember the yellow and black. I remember also when it used to say Wisconsin was America's breadbasket before it was Dairyland.
Wow.
I don't know if I remember it or if I've just seen a license plate like that, but that's what it used to say. Yeah.
And the last one I'm going to mention, because we do need to wrap up, is Hairstylist Appreciation Day.
Ooh.
So thank you to all of our hairstylists out there. I know mine takes very good care of me. and she keeps me on the straight and narrow. So thank you to all of our hairstylists as well. Now, Emily, you're going to be back with us on Monday morning, bright and early, 7:10 a.m.
Absolutely. Great party last night. Looking forward to this third part of Amanda's interview next. And everybody, have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Emily, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. And again, we appreciate everyone that was here last night. And thank you so much to Amanda. Part three coming up shortly. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home. Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Don't miss this party.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Draft in Green Bay, where the Packers picked Matthew Golden, a wide receiver out of Texas in the first round. Golden is only a junior, but the team is confident he's ready for the NFL. GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think because of the high school football and the way they throw it around, seven on sevens, and just some of the things that have changed on the lower levels, guys are coming in and making an impact quicker, and I certainly think Matthew has the opportunity to do that. Now, we got some good players in that room, so he's not going to have to kind of carry the load that way, but I think he has a chance to contribute, you know, not only as a receiver, but I think he's got some special team returnability as well that could help us.
I asked Golden what made him successful at Texas.
Being reliable, man. You know, in critical situations, I always showed up. You know, when our back was against the wall, they could count on me, come out with a big play, and that's something I kept doing continuously. You know, I put my best foot forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers in Game 3 of their playoff series tonight. The Brewers are in St. Louis to play the Cardinals. Milwaukee losing to the Giants 6-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some rain this morning, and it is going to be cloudy through much of the day today. Our high right around 53 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunshine close to 60. Then, on Sunday, partly cloudy, 63. Does your bathroom need an upgrade? Get what you've always dreamed of. $99 a month, interest-free, BCI Bath and Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant. I am with Amanda Sobel again. This is part three of our National Donate Life Month. It's observed each year in April, and it's to raise awareness about the importance of organ, eye, and tissue donation and to honor those who have chosen to be donors. This month also aims to support individuals waiting for life-saving donations. Amanda, thank you for being back with us again today.
Thank you.
What is the biggest difference organ donation has made in your life, and why is that significant?
Just to have a more positive outlook and, again, educating myself on things, taking care of yourself, whether, you know, you're 20, 40, 60. Your health is something you can't take for granted, and just appreciating things when it's going really good, because things can change and go really bad really fast. And when you're that young, you just expect, you know, there must be a cure. Or there must be something we can do to make it feel better. And you hear about a lot of different types of illnesses that are so researched or so understood, whether it be by doctors or whether it be by society. And I spoke to the part where a lot of people wanted answers when they could see that I was really, really sick or hear that I was in the hospital again. What's wrong with her? What's the diagnosis? And the fact is, some people may never have a diagnosis for anything that's wrong with them, whether it be that they need an organ or a blood transfusion or a cancer treatment. But as society, it's become acceptable to just say blanket statements of, I have kidney disease and I'm on dialysis. I have cancer and I'm going to have chemo. I have cancer and I'm going to have radiation. Different things. You know, I got burned, so I needed a skin graft. I had this type of illness, so, you know, I had to have an amputation of some kind. But when you hear somebody needs an organ, there's so many assumptions made that the person didn't take care of that organ. You don't make those assumptions generally in society about people that got cancer or needed an amputation or got burned somehow. So why do we do it to people that have the need for an organ? You know, you and me can go buy the same exact car tomorrow, and one of us, the transmission is going to go out a lot sooner than the other, and we're going to treat our cars the exact same way. And for some reason, that transmission didn't like the gas we put it in at one time, or it hit a bump different, and your body's no different. Your body, I could have a twin sister, and we could be built the same and have the same genetics, and one of us might have gotten this and one of us might not. They've narrowed it down that they believe that some prior health issues and autoimmune issues led to the rapid decline in my liver's condition and my kidney's condition, but there's not a specific diagnosis that I can tell. And I think people just need to be accepting of when somebody says, I'm really sick, support them more than question them, because they just need support. They already feel horrible physically. They feel horrible emotionally because they're already questioning themselves about, what did I do that I'm here right now? So they don't need the societal guilt.
What are your thoughts on the current state of organ donations and transplantation in our society?
If you look, so UW-Madison is a huge, it's the number one for kidney donation and transplants. They actually just released a study where they are able, in certain cases, to do a kidney transplant without needing anti-rejection meds. As I spoke earlier, some medications, you're on a lot of anti-rejection medications and immunosuppressants. You do get very sick. And so to not be able to have to be on all those medications would be a huge success for the recipients of organ transplants. But the science is there, and the science is growing, especially locally. But sometimes how I thought of it was, like, they're so busy working and they're so busy researching and doing such a good job that there's not enough time to show what they're doing, because it's a living science. They're going as they go. I recently had my 3-month appointment, was able to meet with my team, and I felt bad because here my surgeon did all this work and he was the one to, you know, put this new organ in me. I didn't get to see him again. I only got to see him a few times right after transplant, and not like you remember him during the transplant. And I gave him a little plant I had transplanted from other plants, and it said, I'm a transplant too. And he told my case manager that he hoped he could keep it alive. And I said, well, I'm glad we didn't start off talking about that with before you did my transplant, but he's better with organs than plants. But it is, it's a living science that is going to continue to develop. But the conversations that need to happen to get those organs need to happen within our communities and within our homes and within our families and within our friend groups. And if I can educate people and tell my story, then I will, because it can't hurt. It can only hope to get somebody to become a donor and save somebody's life one day.
Are there any specific challenges or inequities that you see within the organ donation system?
It's the most equal opportunity donor program. They are going to make sure that the organ goes to the recipient that needs it and will have the best outcome, I guess would be the best way of saying it, because it's not a list where, oh, you're up next, so you just get this organ, because somebody's condition can deteriorate, somebody's condition can rapidly improve, although rarely when you're on a transplant list does your condition actually improve. There could be somebody that comes in tomorrow that is way sicker than you, and you have to accept that that person needs that organ more than you. It never crossed my mind to be, you know, I'm next in line. I didn't take a number. It's not the grocery store. You know, somebody's going to come in sicker than me, then they need it. I can live a few more days. They might not be able to. And I think that's where your new outlook on being grateful and just take it as it goes. I'm not going to be angry about, you know, if it's one more day that I have that they don't, then that's what's meant to be.
How can we encourage more people to have conversations about organ donations with their families?
I think April is a very good time to talk about it because it's spring, it's new life. It's very cliche that, you know, it's Donate Life Month. You see everything blooming and growing. If every April is just us having a conversation as a community to say, did you make sure to register? Or it's just like donating blood. The more you push it out there, you know, we can have blood drives. We can't exactly have organ drives. But every time you see a blood donation sign, think of it as, hey, did I? You can also be an organ donor. And as I said before, there are other options. If you're bored at work one day, which I'm sure never happens, look it up on the UW website. They have plenty of information about their donor programs, their living donor programs. The DMV's website has exactly, you can go online and register. It's just a really needed conversation to have.
What role do you think community and education play in increasing organ donations?
I think it's the only way that it happens, because until it affects you personally, you don't really think about it. To me and my family, it was a no-brainer. It was just kind of like, okay, I'm going to be an organ donor. And we never thought we'd have to think about it again unless something would happen and there was an accident and I'd have to be a donor. Never did I consider that I would have to possibly be a recipient. And having that conversation now gives me a feeling of, I'm using the second chance with a purpose. I didn't plan on this. Nobody wants to get an organ transplant. The only reason they want an organ transplant is to feel better and to live. But once you have it, you want to feel like you can give back. And if that means having conversations or educating or referring people of where to go and where to look, then that was the purpose of me getting a second chance.
Looking to the future, what are your hopes for the field of organ transplants?
They're always coming up with so many different studies. And, you know, like I just said, the ways to get rid of some of the medications so that you feel better sooner. I'm not very patient. So telling me, you know, I need those reminders that you're only 3 months out. You had this major operation. You were very, very sick for a year. You're not going to just bounce back. But you have this new outlook and new perspective on life. I want to get going. I want to help as much as I can to see the doctors and the teams of doctors that worked with me and just how passionate and how intelligent, creative, and just they're amazing. And they're so intelligent at what they do. And to have that so nearby us, just to even look into that program, to look into that nursing, like it's amazing because you are literally giving somebody a second chance at life. So this person knows that I'm not going to live much longer. And then to watch them almost be like a plant that wasn't doing so great and then come back. People tell me lately, oh my God, you look so amazing. How bad did I look before? You know?
Right. And I can honestly say, I mean, because I followed your journey with you and to know where you were at a year ago and then even 4 months ago and to where you're at today, you do look amazing. I see the smile back on your face and I just am so happy that this all worked out for you. This has been such an important part of your life going forward and for your husband and for your family. And again, you had that support system and very lucky to have that and just to have the UW Health right at our back door, for lack of a better way of putting it, to be there. Now, if people want more information, again, where should they go?
To become a donor yourself, you can register through the state of Wisconsin, whether you have an ID or a driver's license, through the state website. You can, as far as blood donation, the two websites, so the one locally here is typically the Red Cross for blood donation or Herbicity. And the UW website, like, I went through it while I was going through this process, and you can even learn stuff from there. Pay more attention in biology class for all the students, because that whole live like your liver and what your kidneys do and what your blood does, I thought I just had to learn it for a science class. I never thought I'd have to actually live it.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I've learned so much in the process of talking with you about just the science part of it, the biology part of it. And I would encourage our kids that if you're listening today, pay attention to all those things because it's important. It is your future as well. Amanda, is there anything you want to add today? Anything that we've missed?
I mean, we covered a lot, and it's a hard topic. Until you live it one way or the other, you don't know the impact it has. A girl I went to high school with lost her husband last year and had made the decision to donate his organ. We are both doing the same walk on Saturday for Donate Life because she had to donate her husband's organ. And I'm doing it as a thank you for donating, but we're both doing it to promote organ donation. There's so many people that took care in their own special way of me over the past few months. And I'm not one that likes to say that I'm weak or say that I need help, but I have an amazing husband, as stubborn as he is. I'm sure the nurses at times at the hospital were like, he's not very nice, but I needed that. And I needed the, you can do this. You can push through it. We'll get you that fresh air that you need because you're stuck in a hospital room. Twice a week, we were going to Madison for treatment until I got my transplant. And I'd be messaging you, Dave, and say,
yeah.
So we're on our way.
Yep.
And the best were with Dave and Wendy. I got to say, those were our favorite times. But we'd listen to you and just getting down there. My friends at like 12 Salon, just as your hair is falling out and you're not looking your greatest, they knew how to kind of give you a pick-me-up. So you know all about that, Dave.
Yes, I do. Those gals at 12 Salon are just awesome. And everything they do for our community as well, we do appreciate them as well. And we appreciated you and Joel listening and just that interaction back and forth because we felt like we were going through that journey with both of you because we knew how important those trips were. And just to be able to be there and be part of that and just, I guess, somewhat entertaining sometimes.
Well, they were. You entertained us. Joe singing entertained us.
Yes.
So we appreciated that. And, you know, it really does, you know, there's that like cliche term of like your community really coming around you. And we did our best at trying to do everything as private as we could because that's just how we are. But we needed the support of our family and friends. And we're really appreciative of everyone that's helped take care of us. And now it's our turn to give back wherever we can.
And that makes sense. And Amanda, you are doing amazing. And it's just so good to see you feeling better. And that's the best part of this story today for me is to be able to talk to you about this And just remind everyone about the importance of organ donation. Again, you can put that orange sticker right on your driver's license. You can go to the DMV. You can go to the UW Health website to learn more about this. And that's why we're talking about this in April. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your journey with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Creative classes at Brushes and Bubbly. Get in touch with your inner Van Gogh or Picasso and experience painting on canvases, wood burning, creating mosaics, and more at a new artist space between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells. Share a painting class on a fun outing with friends at Brushes and Bubbly. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Happy Volunteer Appreciation Month from the Sauk County Aging and Disability Resource Center. They are looking for new volunteer drivers. Call Carrie Luther at 608-355-3289 to find out more and help make a difference in your community.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools. And we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state. But that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children. And we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg. Maximum Hits.